There's several questions along the lines of, how is your view of the universe, the cosmos, informed by your Quaker theology, or vice versa? You are a Quaker scientist, and there have been many other renowned Quaker scientists. Is there something distinctive about Quaker spirituality that lends itself to encouraging scientific inquiry?
The Quaker view is very compatible with science precisely because there aren't creeds telling you what you ought to believe. There aren't bishops telling you what you ought to believe. And so the Quaker view is very compatible with science in the sense that it's an open-minded view which says go out and find out for yourself the way things are. Go and do experiments, observe, and find out how things are. So yes, they are completely compatible in that sense. Quakerism includes a great many different things, some very Christian, some very non-Christian. My own position in that is very traditional Christian in the sense that I find the first chapter of John very, very compatible as a description of the way that God underlies the existence of the universe.
Was in the universe.
In the beginning was the Word.
Right.
And the Word, yeah. And also it has that phrase in there, he was the light who enlightens every man, which is very much the Quaker view of that. And so I find that position totally compatible. In fact, the first chapter of John in many ways is a Quaker view of Christianity, amongst all the different views of Christianity.
What is the Quaker phrase? Not enlightened. What is
George Fox said, walk cheerfully through the world answering that of God in every man.
That of God in every man.
That of God in every man.